Minnesotans are making their voices heard on the caucus floor. This week, tens of thousands of voters flooded their precinct caucuses to express their preference for governor and select delegates. And immigration enforcement was top of mind. Minnesota Public Radio's Dana Ferguson reports.
Caucus organizer Andy Dawkins greeted Democratic voters as they walked into a classroom on Tuesday.
We're going to run out of chairs. No, that's great.
And run out they did. Here, it was standing room only. Around Minnesota, voters filled cafeterias, classrooms, and community halls for precinct caucuses. The get-togethers where political parties hold straw poll contests in the state's race for governor and weigh in on top issues facing the state. Teresa Baker says she was drawn back to caucuses for the first time since high school over the Trump administration's recent immigration enforcement.
I carry my passport in my car. I was born in St. Paul. It doesn't matter anymore. And so I have to care. So this is what's kind of kick-starting. I've got to give a damn.
Minnesota's Democratic Party reports more than 30,000 people turned out for their meetings around the state. Close to the turnout they'd see in a presidential election year. Amino Warsame lives in one of the neighborhoods hardest hit by immigration enforcement actions in Minneapolis. Warsame is Somali-American.
Yeah, nobody feels safe right now. Even citizens. I'm a citizen. I've never felt this insecure and safe, uncertain in my life. And now we have ICE, walking through the neighborhood, just terrorizing.
She said President Trump's comments about Somali people have been harmful. They strengthened her resolve to vote for Democrats.
I used to agree with Republicans on some issues, right, and some values. But now whatever, those values are, whatever those issues are, doesn't include me.
On the flip side, Republican voter Lisa Berth saw Democrats as the problem in the immigration debate. She caucused in northwest Minnesota.
What's going on right now in Minnesota? People are getting injured and killed. And, the people that are rioting have been told that it's okay by the governor.
Kimberly McDonald at the same caucus said people need to respect law enforcement. And she has doubts about the people protesting ICE actions in the Twin Cities.
Then I'm hearing about these paid protesters that's in Minnesota and stuff. And, getting in police space, harassing police and ICE agents. And it just, that's not normal.
Not all Republican voters agreed with the Trump administration's surge in Minnesota. Ian Johnson caucused with Republicans about an hour south of the Twin Cities.
There are people that come to the country and they're not legally here and maybe they commit crimes. But I think what we've seen is we're just kind of using this as lumping people together in a sense to drive people apart.
Ann Van Ryn, an 84-year-old, caucused for the first time. She said she's fed up with President Trump and his immigration actions in Minnesota. She wants her party, the Democrats, to get in Trump's way.
I think they could be doing more. I wish they would step up more.
From here, party leaders will analyze voter turnout and voters' feedback for clues of what might be ahead in this midterm election year. For NPR News, I'm Dana Ferguson in St. Paul, Minnesota.